how beautiful you are, for giving, for living, how beautiful you are, for being, for seeing, I sing this song from my heart, how beautiful you are.
Welcome to the Psychic Therapist Show, where we explore everyday life and answer your questions using both psychology and spirit. On today's show, we're going to be talking all about angels and power animals and learning how to connect with these beautiful beings that can empower us through our life's journey and give us very practical and specific guidance for everyday life. I'm Evie Kane, a lifelong psychic and clinical psychotherapist. If you want to know more about me or my work, you can find me at eviekane.com. That's eviekane.com. And we so welcome calls during the show. You can call in toll-free at any time at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And today you can call in with questions about angels or power animals or anything that's going on in your life, and you'll get a personal message. So let's start off today's show talking about angels. And let me say first that I could easily spend an entire year talking every week about either angels or power animals and probably still be able to do it for another year without repeating things. And I know we have just about an hour today, so I'm just going to be giving you some information and answering questions and giving messages. And I promise you I'll let you know towards the end of the show if you're interested in taking things further how you can get that kind of information. So let's start with angels, as knowing that they are beings of light whose sole purpose is dedicated to the advancement of humanity and helping mankind. They have been here since the beginning of time and creation. The word angel itself ends in E-L, which L is means of God. So they truly are messengers of God. And it's interesting, angels cross over and through all religions, cultures, and times. Many believe that the actual depicted gods and goddesses of the Parthenon, the Pantheon, and even some of the depictions in the Hindus and Islamic religions, that many of those deities are actually representations of angels. Most of us that were raised in a Judeo-Christian background, perhaps here in the United States, we all know about guardian angels and that we all have one and that they're here to protect and guide us. But way back in the ancient Talmud, there's a beautiful saying that says that every blade of grass has an angel praying over it saying, grow, grow. So there are angels for everything and everyone, every purpose in life. And let me start off with that was a great segue to the next segment of what I want to talk about with an email question from Sally from New York, who says that, I've noticed, Evie, that most of the stories, in fact, pretty much all of the stories that I hear and see about angels is about them saving lives. You know, that we're catching somebody right before they fall off a mountain or careen off a highway. And is that their primary purpose? And is that the only time they show themselves to humans? Well, as I said, Sally, the primary purpose is to help humanity. And clearly saving your life is certainly helping you. But the real reason why that is about free will. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. Angels are not allowed to interfere in our life Because we have free will. The only exception is where we may get into some circumstance like a potential accident or falling off a mountain, and it really isn't our time yet. And that's why this, like, oh, that's why it seems to be that that's their primary purpose and how we hear about them. So to consciously connect with angels and power animals, as a matter of fact, to consciously do that, there's three important things, I believe: intention, relationship, and focus. And intention has to do with asking them for help. So in other words, they will not interfere. They might be there wanting to just help you every moment with anything, but we have to ask. We have to ask. So it's like setting an intention to open up to asking the angels for help and inviting them in all areas of your life. So it's sort of like they're bound by a code of ethics of not interfering with our free will. And as for the second one about relationship, is why that do they only show themselves in times like that? No, actually, they don't get all the press that those amazing dramatic stories do. But angels will show themselves to you over time in many different ways, whether, you know, everybody wants the sizzling, you know, angel appearing to them. It isn't always how that happens. It might be, but a lot of times it's through signs. But people have had experiences of that. And it's about when you have an intention asking for help, and when you're showing you want a relationship with them, like maybe you're learning about them, reading about them, calling out to them, talking to them, even though there's, you know, you have to go on faith that they exist and you haven't had any experience yet. In my own life, about 18 years ago, when I went through a divorce and I had moved to a rather remote craftsman house on a hill in Pasadena, and it was kind of off by itself. And I'll tell you, this is almost embarrassing to admit on air, that I was the type of person. My partner and I had a really large house in another part of Pasadena, and if I came home alone, I mean, I would kind of go through the house from room to room and look and make sure that nobody was in the house. That was something that I'd always had going on in my life, is, you know, just being sure that the house was secure and that there wasn't somebody hiding out there. And so here I am living in this house on a hill that's pretty remote. And I was coming home from a class that evening where there had been talk about angels, and I was thinking, oh God, it's late and I got to go up that hill and there's nobody there and the lights, and suppose somebody's in the house. And the most amazing thing happened. My car filled with this amazing light, to the point where it was like I looked, you know, like logical brain-wise, I looked up to see if the light had come on overhead in the car, and it hadn't. And I had this overwhelming sense of peace just come over me, and I heard as clear as a bell, no harm will ever come to you when you live in that house or any place else. And I'll tell you, from that day forward, Sally, I never, ever was afraid at all again. And ironically, the next day, there was a lot of work being done on that house, and I had a contractor, really sweet German guy named Heinz, big strapping guy, about 6'4". And the very next day, he said to me, just off the cuff, you know, Evie, I don't even know how you live up here. It's kind of, you know, spooky. I'd be scared to live up here. So I took that as an amazing confirmation, you know, that here I was all of a sudden filled with peace. And that's just the beginning of it, you know, for me. Of, you know, maybe that seemed like a big dramatic way to show me. But there have been some since then, but not always. But some of the most powerful signs and recognitions have been working with other people. So how do you develop a relationship with angels is, as I said, is showing an interest in them, like how you would develop a relationship with a person. Some of the easiest ways are through reading about them, through meditation, prayer, setting your intention, I'd like to do that. It's like the more that you relate around that to others and embody the qualities that angels are really known for: love, light, joy, peace, kindness. Ask for help, ask for signs, and you'll get synchronicities. And, you know, it's just that they can be talking very loudly to us, but we don't hear them when we're afraid or worried or going about our daily business. Sometimes the quieting down, being in that meditative state, it's just calming so you can actually hear that voice. And one of the easiest and best ways I find, there's a plethora of oracle cards out there today, both on angels and power animals. And that's the way of bringing the energies in your house and just start with, that's a really easy way to start to connect and to get messages and signs. So that, you know, thanks for that question. And I just wanted to say that, you know, there's a lot more to it than helping us go from careening off the highways. And we'll be right back after this public service announcement. Hi, this is Evie. Southern California's economy and foreclosure crisis have led to so many dogs being given up for adoption. Local shelters are busting at the seams, which means that many dogs are euthanized in just a few days. Larger breed dogs have been the most impacted, and German Shepherds are an amazing breed known for their intelligence, loyalty, courage, and devotion to family and children. Shelters are seeing incredibly high numbers of abandoned German Shepherds, and you can help. Coastal German Shepherd Rescue and Westside German Rescue are two stellar organizations that rescue and place these beautiful dogs in new homes. Currently, there are over 300 German Shepherd dogs and puppies available for adoption. For the rescues, the average monthly room and board fee for each dog exceeds $300 apiece. Both organizations are in financial crisis because of the sheer numbers of dogs needing help. So please take a moment to stop by SaveAGermanShepherd.com. That's SaveAGermanShepherd.com. And take a look at these organizations and the amazing dogs and their stories of heroism and devotion. You can adopt, foster, or sponsor a breed, a dog. No donation is too small to help this big-hearted breed. And each organization is equipped to receive donations online from anywhere in the earth, in the world. So why not be an earth angel and contribute? And we hope that you will be as touched as we were and open your hearts with a love donation for these incredible dogs. Thank you so much for your kindness and support. And we are back, and you are listening to the Psychic Therapist Show. And my name is Evie Kane, and we are talking about angels and how to connect with them. And we were talking before the break about that angels are here to help humanity in every single way. They are beings of light, and we talked a lot about that having the intention and actually asking them for help and developing a relationship with these beings through prayer, meditation, books, learning, and one of the easiest ways is through the use of oracle cards. And the third thing that I wanted to focus on is actually the word focus. They're very aware of, we have an intention, we ask for help, we want to develop a relationship with them. But they very much pay attention to, I mean, angels will always help us, and they notice whether the focus, is it on me or is it on others? The more that you're conscious of and wanting to serve and help others, the more they help and serve you. I mean, after all, that's what their whole mission and purpose is. So those devoted to a lifetime of service and upliftment themselves to humanity seem to have the deepest connection and relationship with them and a really amazing presence of them in their daily life. Years back, I literally stumbled upon, it was a book falling off a shelf, and I found out about a place called Quest Haven in Southern California that was started by a Christian mystic named Flower Newhouse. And Flower and her husband had started this retreat center way back in the 1940s. She was an amazing woman. She was a peer of a contemporary of Florence Shinn's, that whole area of New Age thought, and Flower channeled the angels and gave amazing messages. She passed on in 1994, but about a couple of years before Flower died, the angels woke her up in the middle of the night and told her that in 6 months there's going to be a couple hundred acres of land adjacent to Quest Haven that's going to be available for sale, and we want you to buy it. And she was like, why? We already have 400-something acres. And they actually told her there will be encroachment. So, you know, Flower had clearly learned to listen, and even though it didn't seem to make any logical sense, and the board agreed, and sure enough, about 6-7 months later, the land became available, and they bought it. And Flower died before anything happened, you know, and that's interesting. You could think, what the heck did I do that for? But she didn't. And 2 years later, the bulldozers showed up, and they started building this whole huge community of homes. And that's a pretty amazing story, and there's many, many about that. And her whole thing of Quest Haven was having a place where people could come and be in nature and connect with angels, the spirits of nature, power animals, and so on. And there's many documented stories of the angels actually saving Quest Haven from fires, you know, veering off at the last minute to the amazement of firemen and eminent domain things that were going on. It's pretty, pretty stunning. So angels will help with anything. Typically for us, they, you know, we can ask them for help with our daily life and the everyday things. And what they're really masters of is sort of our purpose, our destiny, what we're looking for help with. You know, it's like career. Our career is really more, if you think about it, the manifestation of our life purpose and what we're here to do. Very, very interesting stuff. So I want to remind you that the lines are open, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And I have an email question here from Anne from Pennsylvania that writes that her 8-year-old daughter is constantly seeing light balls, little orbs of light and color, and she seems to see it out of the corner of her eyes. And could that possibly be angels that she's seeing? And I would say it's more than possible. I think that's exactly what your daughter is seeing, is when people get training to be clairvoyant, that's one of the first things, is the peripheral vision catches things before our logical mind clicks in. When we look, you know, you see something peripherally and then you look and you say, oh, there's nothing there. But clearly out of the corner of your eye, you've seen something. Angels really, we're the ones that are drawn angels with the wings, and I think they may manifest that way because that's how we think they're going to look. But angels are actually beings of light and balls of light, and they can be different colors depending on the hierarchy they're in, will show up. And that is exactly what you're seeing. And see, kids are so much open to spirit than we are. And she is so blessed. And to have you as a mom, because it sounds like you are really encouraging her. And that even more so in the years ahead, you know, I pick up that your daughter is so sweet and so sensitive. You know, that any little bug or critter in the house, she's wanting to, you know, have you help her bring it outside so no harm will come to it. And that the more you can encourage her in this and be the safe haven, how wonderful for her. That will keep that part of her open and growing. And the message for you is her mom is the more that you can help her learn about this and actually, like, maybe teach her some of these things if you're learning yourself, like maybe use some angel cards together or take some classes, that it's going to help the both of you, and that is going to be such a beautiful bond between you, you know, much like moms and daughters might do crafts and cooking together. The angels are showing me like this kind of beautiful thing where you come together and do this work together, and so that home is always a safe haven from those harsh energies out there. And bless you, and thank you for that beautiful, beautiful question. And okay, so right now there's a new segment of the show that I would just like to take a 5-minute segue into. I've wanted to make the public aware of people who have businesses that are really doing something wonderful on the planet, whether it's something wonderful to help us in our health, safety, well-being, or Mother Earth, green products. And so I've invited onto the show today this amazing woman from Australia, Cheryl Whitehouse, who has a pretty incredible story of... She was quite ill for a long time, and the doctors couldn't figure out what was going on. And she found these amazing supplements that turned her life around. And she now really focuses on, you know, bringing that out into the world. I knew Cheryl before that, and she's a very gifted angel, intuitive, and artist as well. So what a set of gifts to be bringing to this business. So I wanted to bring her on so just we could hear a little bit about it and about her remarkable story. And Cheryl, are you with us?
Hello, Evie.
Hi, I'm good, Cheryl. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. I know it's quite early in Oz. I was just letting the listeners know that you have a wonderful company. That you found these supplements, I remember you telling me, that basically saved your life and your health. And that you were, right? Is that right? That's what I remember you telling me, because I was intrigued and I wanted people to know about it. And what were these actual products what are the actual products or supplements? Could you just take a couple of moments to talk about that, Cheryl?
I would love to, Evie. Thank you very much for the opportunity. The products are high-grade nutritional supplements from USANA Health Sciences.
USANA, could you spell that?
USANA.
USANA. Okay, and I'll make sure this is on the website for the listeners so they'll know.
Okay, it's wonderful. A company I'd never heard of, Evie, which is really amazing, because I've spent a lot of time over the years researching health and product I didn't know out there, and it was a product that made a huge difference to my life. So,
I know, I hadn't heard of it either, and you know, here I live in California in the, you know, supplement nutrition capital central, and I had not heard of it either. And so what was it about these products above the rest, you think, Cheryl, that made the difference for you?
For me, it was the potency and the quality and the guarantee behind the product. It was their guarantee to be available in the body. So within a very short time, I was feeling better in myself within days, had more energy, was out of bed for longer periods of time, which is very important when you have I have small children and I have a lot of time in bed. So, yeah, big improvement to the quality of my days, because I was just feeling more supported physically. They just gave my body what it needed to heal, and that was very important.
And it's amazing you felt it so quickly. That's what I was struck with, because I know when we take natural supplements and things, it usually can take, they say, don't watch for any change for 1 or 2 months. And you basically were, you wasn't as extreme as being housebound or bedridden, but it was kind of going in that direction, and the doctors couldn't give you any definitive answers about what was going on, right?
No, well, that's true. There were several things. They said, oh, it could be this, it could be that, and it just could be this lifestyle. So,
But meanwhile, life was going on and you weren't having much of a life.
No, I certainly didn't feel like being a part of it, that's for sure. And I'm not a person to feel depressed, but when you don't physically feel well, it's quite normal to feel depressed as a result of that physical strain on your body. So, yeah, I was able to stay out of bed longer, and it's like, oh, I haven't been back to bed, and it's 10 o'clock.
Wow. Right. And I mean, I had known you a couple of years before that, and you're, you know, very vivacious, lively person. So that's pretty amazing. And so since that time, I know that you then have gone off into believing in the product so much that you actually became a representative for them, and that people could get. Can you speak a little bit about that, Cheryl?
Definitely, Evie. I really do believe in the products, and more importantly, I believe in the vision behind the products. And the founder of USANA, Dr. Myron Wentz, has an amazing vision, and his integrity is fantastic. And I really felt, wow, I didn't know about these products, and it just felt natural to share them with other people.
And, And so how long have you been doing that, sharing them with other people and stuff?
Since the 1st of December last year, a couple of months after taking them, I was so impressed and went, wow, I want to help other people gain back their health like I gained back mine. And
wow.
Such a great way to do it. And also, too, I wanted to be at home with my children, so it was a win-win situation. I could share the products and also help others. Thank you. And, yeah, so it was just I wanted to help others have the freedom that I was starting to develop as a result of the business. So
right.
To be at home.
Right. So I know when you first started out, it made sense just to sign up to be a rep because you were taking the products anyway and you could get, you were sharing with me, a significant discount. So people could either just buy the products, or if they decide they love them the same way and they have the same effects, there's a business opportunity for them as well. Is that correct? Do I have that right? Yeah.
Right. And we have a wonderful loyalty program for preferred customers, which allows them to buy them at wholesale discounted prices, which is fantastic. So if clients want the business opportunity, it's...
Okay. Okay, no, don't go on break. Don't go on break, Dawn, because we're almost done. So, Cheryl, I know that this is an American company, and you're based in Australia, and it doesn't matter. Why I brought you on is because I know, love, and trust you, and that anything you say is so true. And so if people would like to find out more about USANA and you and your story and have an opportunity to pursue that and just check it out, they can reach you, I understand, at www.britsam.usana.com. And I'll make sure that when this show is airing on Web Talk Radio, that website is, you know, that website moniker is up so that as a hot link so people can connect with you, Cheryl. Have I got that right?
Yes, Evie, you do. Thank you. That would be wonderful. And I would
love
assistance.
Yeah, no, because I believe in you and I believe in the product, and I think it's great when there's people of integrity that, you know, are also into angels, power, animals, and things, are doing something like this and sharing the world, the good stuff with the people of the world. So, Cheryl, I thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you. I know it's pretty early there in Australia, isn't it?
It is 6 a.m. in the morning, Evie.
6 a.m. and you're up all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and chatting with us. And, and we so appreciate it, Cheryl. Thanks so much for joining us today. And that's Cheryl Whitehouse, who represents USANA nutritional products at Britsam, www.britsam.usana.com. Lots of love to you, Cheryl, and thanks for joining us today.
Do I have time for a question, Evie, if that's possible?
Oh, is this the power animal question?
Yes, it is, Evie. I have a visitor in my bedroom. That's one of the reasons I am up early.
Well, sure. Go ahead. This is great. We've finished the business promo, and we'll segue right into the second part of the show about power animals. You're a great lead-in. So what's going on? Who's the visitor in your bedroom?
A big spider, and we don't have many in the home, so it's a very unusual visit. He's running around, hiding, popping back out again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very rare occurrence, so I felt there was a message in it for me. So.
Yeah. Well, Cheryl, what I would tune into for you is spider represents amazing things. Like the web is like a representation of the matrix of the earth and the energy ley lines. Yeah. And spider is the master weaver, you know, teaching us how to weave our lives. And as a spider weaves a web, it's like us weaving our own realities. And its message for you, especially where it's running around and like I'm hearing going under the bed and then peeking out, the spider is a lot about reminding us that we're really the creators and master weavers of our life, and that perhaps what spider's saying to you is that it's like showing you how you've been doing it. It's like you peek out and then kind of pull back, peek out and pull back, and it's time to come out fully in all your beauty, power, and glory. Does that resonate with you?
It does, Evie. Thank you. It really does. And it describes so beautifully how he has been acting as well.
So spider is a great blessing for you in your life and a reminder. And it's beautiful how it's this kind of a message, a tapestry of how you're weaving your art, your spirituality, and bringing all that love and light and lightness to a very physical product, you know. Right. That has the properties of making people feel so physically well. So thank you, Cheryl. Bless you for being here, and thanks for kicking off the Power Animal segment for me. I love it.
Thank you, Evie, and I look forward to listening to the rest of the show.
Okay. Thanks, Cheryl. You take care and have a beautiful weekend.
I will. Thank you.
Well, we've had this great introduction with Spider, and so let's talk about power animals. What are power animals? Power animals are really spirit guides in animal form. And animals have been here on Mother Earth a lot longer than humanity. And in that way, they have a lot to teach us about how to navigate third-dimensional reality. And they have gifts that we don't. Like, no human can leap and run like an antelope, or roar like a lion, soar like an eagle, or own the space of a room like a giant elephant. So power animals are showing us that these gifts that they have, it's a way of that when you connect with them, that an animal shows up in your life, like the ones that I just said, for example. They're there to help you develop that and kind of show you what you need to do in a specific situation. Okay, so, you know, I love to work with both angels and power animals. The angels is like not that they're above us in heaven, as they're always depicted. They're all around us. But they're those what we think of as upper world energies, larger vision, purpose. Power animals really can connect with us with the day-to-day stuff and loan us some of their, what the Native Americans would call, medicine or gifts as to how to handle situations. And I want to start off with saying, because Cheryl's question about spider was great, there's no bad power animals. You know, like people, when I've been in shamanic circles, they always love, you know, that a wolf or eagle or bear has come to them, but they're not too excited maybe about spider, mouse, or something like that. And the truth is, every animal in the spirit world has great gifts there to teach us. A woman once wrote me, freaked out that she was dreaming about bats every night. And what was the message in that? You know, it's like she called them these rats with wings, and it's going to be terrible, and blah, 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 blah. And I really had to smile, because of course, yes, that would seem in our human third dimensional reality level very, very scary. But the truth about bat as a messenger is bat is associated with transformation. And it's really being, the real message in bat is you may be being called to be a shaman or a healer. You know, the fact that they can do amazing things like hang upside down, see in the dark. So it's more like that, not the actual physical representation of the animals. Okay? So, there's no bad animals. And then I'm thinking it was interesting that, you know, what the indigenous people, no matter what the culture, but particularly in the United States, that our misunderstanding, people that were raised in the Judeo-Christian tradition thinking that people were, you know, worshiping animals and all of that. And that really wasn't it. It's really about the strength and power of the animal kingdom and the gifts that they can bring us. And so like angels, lots of oracle cards out there. I mentioned the angel cards, and Doreen Virtue has quite a few of them. I particularly like her messages from Angel's Deck. But, you know, I always say tune in and get what you want and what resonates with you. Ask the angels when you go looking at them, what's the best deck for me, and I'm sure you'll get a message. And there's lots of power animal cards, but one of the best ones I like are by Dr. Stephen Farmer. They're very easy to use, and that can help you to connect with them. And it's uncanny that whatever it is that you need, as you kind of tune in and just ask for a message, that's the animal that shows up, and it's always so concrete and specific. The other thing I'd recommend is it's one thing to, well, like when we have an angelic experience, like what I was saying happened to me and to other people, you can have power animal experiences that way, actual experiential things where you can meet your power animal and travel to that realm in a very safe way. And how you can do that is by taking some basic shamanic classes. I'll talk to you a little bit more about that. I teach them, the Foundation for Shamanic Studies teaches them, where you can learn how to do that in a very safe and supportive environment, and learn to really to journey to and experience the realms of the world, of that world, the animals and spirit, and truly experience their divinity and power. So let me take a couple of more email questions here about power animals. And Whitney from Australia, we thought that's interesting, from Australia, Cheryl must be having her friends write in, says, my power animal is an owl, and in order to strengthen my connection, I have been painting my owl and myself. And do you have any messages as to the journey I have taken with this painting? And I should also say I'm working on a new painting, and I'm suddenly feeling drawn to paint a lion, and I'm wondering what that's about. Boy, this is such a great question. Well, first of all, owl is about wisdom. Like the goddess Athena was depicted always being shown with an owl on her shoulder. An owl's great gift is the ability to have that night vision. It's like seeing through the dark into the light. It's trusting yourself and your wisdom. Now, Whitney, what I'm picking up is that journey with owl, it's not coming to an end. That's the primary power animal you're having, but there's a new power animal coming in, which is lion. And this is a great teaching for everybody here. See, it's not you just have one power animal. nor do you just have one angel like a guardian angel. There's other angels that come and go. There's power animals that come and go in your life depending on what's needed at that time for you to get to the next level. Now, lion we think of as, you know, if you just think of the properties of what a lion is, their courage and that roaring, and, you know, that would shake anybody to their boots just hearing it. And that seems very different than silent owl in the background. And of course it is. And what I'm picking up is that traditionally lion's about giving you the courage to make the right choices and speak out, you know, and it's symbolized by, in astrology, as Leo the lion, which rules the heart. So it's all about having, and of course, courage. Actually, in French, the word cœur it comes from that, which is really the heart. And so it's courage is, it's about developing and having that courage that comes from the heart and from one's deep sense of knowing and taking your personal authority to speak about it. And as I tune into you specifically, Whitney, what I'm picking up is that lion is coming through truly for you to come from the heart, come out of the shadows of being in the background and really coming forward, because you are so capable of leadership, achievement, and the kind of success that in the success you would have is in your encouragement in the accomplishment of what others are doing. Okay? And so that's why lion's coming in. So it's not about, you know, being able to speak your truth and just roar and do what, you know, it's more about that kind of that leadership above, that by people, by being in your presence and your courage for stepping out there, they're so inspired. So I hope that helps. And what a wonderful thing. And just, I was just seeing Owl on the etheric give me a wink like, yeah, we got it right. So blessings to you. And then I have another question here from Cheryl from Hawaii, who says, Evie, it's been years since I have been flying in a small plane, as I kind of like to keep my feet on the ground. And a while back, I went flying with my husband, and we spotted humpback whales off the beach. We circled, and we watched a mother and baby playing on the surface. And I feel there was a message in the moment for me. Do you pick up on that? And humpback whale in the past has delivered very important messages to me, so I figured something's up. I'm laughing because I'm thinking, wow, you're right. Because whale traditionally is associated with antiquity, the record keeper, knowing all of the ancient wisdom. And you talk about physical power when you think of how huge they are, that they can just lift themselves up out of the water like that, that exciting us with that breach. Now, what I'm smiling at is you're talking about you like to keep your feet on the ground, and I'm noticing that you're flying. It's like you're seeing things from a much larger perspective. Yes. And the whale is like saluting you. It's like getting your feet off the ground to be able to get up in the sea and go forward in your life in a different way, like the magnificent whale. Okay, because you know how they traverse all over the world. And what I'm hearing is whale is there as a great guide to take you places. I hear that you're going to be traveling. I think it's to do with your business, and that whale is there to support you and lead the way. And whale mother, I think there's no accident that whale mother is who you saw, because whale is a fierce, protective mother, and I sense that you are too. That your children are everything to you, and Will is showing you that you can have your children be everything to you and be with you, even when you're traversing the great oceans. So it's to bring forth your wisdom in a greater way, in alignment with the heartbeat of the universe, which you're very much in touch with. And so I thank you for that. Okay. And what I'd like to say to folks is that, excuse me, as a gift to listeners today, the first five people who email me after the show, the first five people I will honor with either an angel reading or power animal message so that you can have a greater connection and get some messages about that that you may like. And you can email me at evie@eviekane.com. That's evie@eviekane.com. And I encourage you, if you like, to get on my mailing list. If you're interested in like having more of an experiential experience of angelic energy or with power animals, in the fall I will be teaching some classes on this where you can actually learn how to go to the realms where they are, and you have some amazing experiences. So I wanted to offer that to each and every one of you today. And as a final thank you, I want to thank the angels and the power animals for being here with us today and giving such messages of love and light and support. And I'm hearing that the angels have a message for all of us today, which is this, for all the listeners who are listening and those who intended to and maybe didn't make it. They're wanting you to know that it's really safe for you to stand in your power, and that humanity is shifting to the place of more of the divine feminine, and knowing that power is not aggression, but the true power, is very loving and affirming and being so grounded and coming from a place of strength and courage. So who's ever out there listening, who's maybe been a little afraid or doubting themselves about what direction they should be going in or what they should be doing, the angels are encouraging you, along with the lions and the whales, to do it. Just do it. Do it afraid, but just do it, so that when you look back on your life later, you've done that. You've done it. It's not a life of I wished and I should have and I could have. And so that's what they would like you to hear today, and that they are with you every step of the way. So thank you, angels, and thank you, power animals. And I just wanted to take a moment to do a little point of inspiration and talk about a wonderful message that I heard from a kuhuna elder, amazing Hawaiian shaman who transitioned to the inner realms back in 2004. His name was Hale Makua. And Hale Makua said, "There is no better teacher than you. There is no better teacher than you." As you like to point out, that's because we are gods and goddesses. We've just forgotten. We've forgotten sometimes our divinity being down here in third dimensional reality in human bodies. And I think that the angels and the power animals help remind us they truly bridge heaven and earth. They lift us up. They remind us and connect us with our own highest God self. For truly from that place, we are so capable of such magic and miracles. This is Evie Kane, the psychic therapist, and you can reach me at eviekane.com. feel free to email me any of your questions about any everyday life challenge you may be experiencing or any other questions you would have about, you know, angels or power animals. You can reach me at evie@eviekane.com. And I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And in our next show, my guest will be the beautiful, lovely Audra Gassier, who I love to call the goddess of love and relationships. We're going to have a real fun time talking about romantic love and red flags and green lights when people are dating and calling in the one. And I hope you'll join us for a really fun, informative show. So we'll see you back here on Friday, July 22nd. And until then, remember to let your love and your light brightly shine.
So I can see you shine.